أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وكريمنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. وقال الله عز وجل: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise and glory is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and blessings and salutations be upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the journey that we embarked upon 24, 25 days ago, this is slowly coming to a closure and coming to its completion. And as the month of Ramadan passes us by, so are these blessed moments and so are these cherished opportunities going away from us. So we must make sure that we make the most of every single moment that we have remaining and utilize them to the best of our abilities to gain nearness, to gain proximity, to gain the love, affection, mercy and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have discussed so far, alhamdulillah, in great detail the role of the family, the individuals, the extended family, the friends that are related to the family as well. And last night was a beautiful night, a night of determination, a night of great power, great eminence, in which we all submitted ourselves from our souls and our hearts and our bodies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the night of Qadr that we performed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the salvation and grant us the protection from the fire of hell. One question that many people ask is, what about what after Qadr? So what do we do after the Laylatul Qadr? And the other question that people ask about is, how do we know that our fasts that we have done throughout the month of Ramadan have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this is a very objective. When you go to work, your company gives you a particular objective: do this, and your objective and your goal will be achieved, and as a consequence of that, you will be rewarded. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a simple objective that in the month of Ramadan, this has been prescribed upon you so that you may become pious. So this is the objective from the month of Ramadan, for us to attain that true piety, that true righteousness, and that true closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the majority of people, unfortunately, you will see that for them, Ramadan becomes an outward manifestation of religiousness. So outwardly, we become religious by praying our salah, by doing all of these things. We are just outwardly doing our religious duties. But this is not the objective from the month of Ramadan. The objective for the month of Ramadan is for you to inwardly become pious, become conscious, become aware, and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those people who outwardly in the month of Ramadan just do their ibadat, as soon as Ramadan goes, then that's it. Their ibadat, their worships finish, and they cease to exist. But those people who attain the true goal and the objective from the month of Ramadan, which was to gain the proximity, to gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that taqwa remains with them and it protects them and it safeguards them and it continues with them outside the month of Ramadan as well. So this is why it's very important for us to understand that it is our objective from the month of Ramadan, also from the night of Qadr, for us to become pious, for us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you know from the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that many people will fast in the month of Ramadan, but they will not receive anything but hunger and thirst. Why? Because they were outwardly just doing Ramadan, but not inwardly changing their state, not inwardly changing their thoughts or changing their state of their heart. And this is something which all of us need to reflect upon, that up until now, have we been just doing our fasting and everything else robotically? Have been doing it because our mother, our father, our family has been telling us to do it? Or have we been doing it to attain that goal, which is the piousness, which is the righteousness and the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because those people who do not abandon committing sin during the month of Ramadan, they will not abandon committing sin outside the month of Ramadan. But those people who manage to control themselves, to gain that composure over their feelings and their emotions in the month of Ramadan, then they will be able to continue with that outside the month of Ramadan. Why? Because the inward transformation of the mind and the heart has begun. And this is that process that you need to continue with outside the month of Ramadan. So one way to ask yourself or to realize whether your fast have been accepted or whether you actually achieved the goal of the month of Ramadan is look at your behavior immediately after Ramadan, especially in the first 10 days of Shawwal and especially in the month after Shawwal as well. If you see that your behavior is like your behavior in the month of Ramadan, then this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your inward state has changed and Allah ta'ala accepted your worship. But if your behavior reverts and it changes back to the way it was pre-Ramadan, before Ramadan, then know that your fasts have not been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that all of the efforts that you exerted was only for show, was only outwardly you doing those actions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not actually accepted those actions. So a change of behavior, a change of process, a change of thought, a change of emotion needs to remain with you outside the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, those fasts have not been accepted. So the way that you behave towards your wife, the way that you behave towards your mother, the way that you behave towards your children, towards your brothers and sisters, it needs to be equal and if not better than the month of Ramadan as soon as you enter in the month of Shawwal. And if you are not doing those things, then know that this is an ishara, this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of the things that you did was just for zahir, was just the outward actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want the outward actions, He wants the inward actions. That is why He rewards you for your good intentions, because it's from the inside, it's sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want your outward actions because He doesn't want robots. He wants those people who are truly pious, truly conscious, truly God-fearing, and truly wanting to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at your outward appearance. He doesn't look at your beard. He doesn't look at your clothes. He doesn't look at your outward appearance in any way or form. بَلْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. How fearful is that heart? Does that heart fear when he hears the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does that heart fear when it realizes it's done something wrong? Does that heart cry? Does that person from the inside realize what he is doing? Otherwise, outwardly you can change the behavior of your children, but inwardly they will still remain the same arrogant and obstinate child. You need to win over their hearts. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. He wants to change our hearts, and He wants us to change for the better. Otherwise, all of these outward things that we have done in the month of Ramadan, whether it's the Taraweeh, whether it's the Quran Pak, whether it's anything, this is just deception. Not only are we deceiving people, we're deceiving ourselves, and we're also trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is closer to us than our jugular vein. He is closest to us than our own thoughts. He is closest to us than our own breaths that we take. So who are you trying to deceive? Everything that you have done, if you have done it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He is the same Lord in the month of Ramadan as He is the same Lord outside of the month of Ramadan. He is the same Lord that requires you to pray in the month of Ramadan 5 times a day, and you must continue that outside of Ramadan as well. He is the same Lord that requires you to recite the Quran, to reflect upon the Quran, to ponder upon the Quran, to get closer to Him. He's the same Lord outside the month of Ramadan as well. He is the same Lord who told you to be dutiful towards your parents, to be honorable towards your parents, to take care of your parents, and to fulfill your duties and responsibilities towards your parents, your brothers and sisters, your community and your friends. He is the same Lord that He requires you to do that outside the month of Ramadan as well. So this is why it's very important for us to understand that piety is that thing. Piety is that flag which will make you realize whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your Ramadan or has rejected your Ramadan. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran talks again and again, not just about your a'mal, but talks about your taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّكِينَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious, be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who fear Him, who are aware of Him. Just the way we want to maximize our reward and our time in the month of Ramadan, and we realize that Allah Ta'ala is seeing everything, He's hearing everything. He is the same Lord who sees everything, who sees everything, who hears everything outside the month of Ramadan. If you are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, then you should also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan as well. Otherwise, it's just dikhawa. It's just dikhawa, it's deception, it's riyakari. And that's hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That those people, or that individual who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then وَأَصْلَحَ, corrects his actions. And this is what we're trying to achieve in the month of Ramadan. Trying to gain that piety, that righteousness, that taqwa. And then we're trying to correct our actions. But look at the order. First is taqwa, then it is the correct actions. But in the month of Ramadan, if all you've done is actions and have no taqwa whatsoever, then it will be rejected. So that is why Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then correct your actions. Then correct your actions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then you will have absolutely no fear. You will have absolutely no worry. You will not grieve. You will not have any unhappiness whatsoever. Why? Because you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is with you. And all the actions that you do are in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the objective. This is that true goal from the month of Ramadan, not just for us to starve, not just for us to purify our stomach and our body and our detox ourselves, or, you know, outwardly pray more and recite the Quran more. No, that isn't the objective. The objective is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like on Eid al-Adha, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention? لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِيَّنَا لَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our qurbaniya. He doesn't need our sacrifices. He doesn't need the slaughtering that we do in His name. Allah Ta'ala doesn't eat from the meat that we slaughter, and neither does Allah Ta'ala take from the blood that we slaughter in His name. No, what does Allah Ta'ala say? وَلَاكِيَّنَا لَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the taqwa from you, from your heart, from your sincerity, from your emotions, from your feelings. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need that sacrifice that you do. He really wants to see how sincere you are, how pious you are, how righteous you are, how God-fearing you are, to see whether you will obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Similarly, in the month of Ramadan, for 29 or 30 days, all we have been doing are all of these actions, but Allah Ta'ala will reject all of these actions if we have not achieved that taqwa, if we have not achieved that righteousness and piety, and a sign, a telltale sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting your Ramadan is if you continue in the same way outside the month of Ramadan, and if your behavior continues to develop, and for you to be constantly more aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to be good towards your parents, towards your wife, towards your father, towards your husband, towards your children, towards every single people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that you have a responsibility towards. Why? When you do that and you achieve that taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا, that this is that Jannah that we prepare, and this is the Jannah that those people will inherit. Who are those people that will inherit the Jannah? مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا, those people who are from the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you go outside the month of Ramadan, you make sure you clock in and you clock out of your work on time. You make sure you do not lie. You make sure you do not deceive. You make sure you are not a hypocrite. You make sure that you do not raise your hand. You do not raise your voice. You make sure you do not harm yourself or any other person below you or anybody around you. You make sure you always speak the truth. You make sure you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the truth, muttaqi. That is the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannat for from His slaves. Otherwise, we are wasting our time and wasting our energy and our efforts in the month of Ramadan if you are not achieving taqwa. You can travel all the way to London with one objective, which is maybe you have to buy something. But if you go all the way to London and you don't even go to the shop, or you don't even buy that item and you come back, then it is a waste of your energy, waste of those resources, waste of your time, because you haven't achieved your objective. Similarly, the month of Ramadan, the objective is to achieve taqwa. Not all of these outward things, they are a secondary thing. The first and primary thing is taqwa. And then as a consequence of taqwa, because of your inward transformation and change, then the actions that you do are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are coming from the heart, they are sincere. But if you only do the outward thing, just like if you have a damage to your car, and all if you do, you know, if you just outwardly polish it or just, you know, conceal the fault, but don't actually fix the problem, then that problem will rise again. So you need to change the heart, change the problem, which is change your heart, change the state of your heart. But when you change that, then all of your internal body, your ruh will be strong, your ruh will be healthy, and your body will also be healthy, and all of the actions that you do will also be healthy as well. So taqwa is not just between the individual and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa is also between yourself and your family members as well. Because if you truly want to find out the reality of a person, because when we come to a masjid, we have a different persona. We have a particular facade because we know we're going to meet our family, our friends, our colleagues, you know, our neighbors, somebody from the community. So then we have this facade in front of our face. We have this persona that we wear, whether we're smiling all the time, whether we're putting our head down, and whether we just walk away from situations. This is just a particular facade. When we're at work, that is a different facade. When we're at school, when we're with our community, with our friends, that is a different facade. But the true reality of a person is when he is at home, because that is that one place when he knows he can be himself, and she knows she can be herself. She can say whatever, he can say whatever, because they have nobody to fear. Nobody to think that, oh, this thing is going to get outside and people are going to realize what my reality is. The true reality of a person, only the family members know. How true a husband is he? How true a wife is she? How true a son? How true a daughter is he? Because at home, you let go of all of your inhibitions, you let go of everything, and you be your true self, because you no longer have that facade in front of you. So this is why that you need to be even pious with your family as well. So your love, your muhabbah, your affection needs to come from your heart. Otherwise, when you're at home, then if you are horrible, it will come out. If you beat your wife, it will come out. If you are violent, it will come out. If you are angry, if you are whatever you do, it will all come out within the home. So that is why it's very important for you to be especially God conscientious and God fearing with your family members as well. In order to be, if you want to find out if you are an ideal husband, You can find out from your family members. If you want to find out if you're an ideal wife or what kind of person you are, then ask the family what kind of a person that person really is. And this is why when any person would ask Sayyidina Khadija or Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Zainab, Sayyidina Ruqayya, any of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or the daughters or any other close family member of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would only have praise for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because they were telling them, this is the reality. This is the reality. He is like this at home. He is honest. He is honest. He is trustworthy. He is al-Amin. He is Sadiq. He always tells the truth. He never deceives. He never lies. He never does anything within the home. And this is the exact same thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do outside of the home as well. But if you are lying, if you are cheating, if you are manipulating, if you are forceful, if you are revengeful and violent, all of these things within the home, then it doesn't matter what you're like outside. Your wife will know your reality. Your children will know your reality. The husband will know the reality, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your reality. So in the month of Ramadan, if all we've done outwardly is prayed and prayed and prayed, but inwardly we have not changed, know that Allah ta'ala knows your reality, just the way that your family members know your reality as well. And until you do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do not attempt to change the state of your heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept anything that you do, whether for Him, or whether for the Messenger, whether for Islam, or whether for even your family members. So this is an opportunity for you to stop hurting your family members, to stop manipulating, stop doing all of those things, and truly change yourself for the better. Truly change yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you have a boyfriend, you need to move away. If you have a girlfriend, you need to move away. If you are cheating on your wife, you need to stop that. If you're doing anything wrong against your husband, you need to stop that. You need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter where you are, whether at home, whether outside, whether with your friends, wherever you may be, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. That Allah ta'ala is with you wherever you may be. In the darkest of places, in the deepest of places, no matter where you are, who you're with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you. But when you develop that taqwa, that fear, then you will always be the same person as you are at home. You will be the same person outside. The way that you have feelings on the inside, that is how you will be with every single person, and you will not be different, because people in the masjid, they behave in a certain way. As soon as they go outside of the masjid, you see their behavior, it changes. In front of you, they're like something else, but when they're in their cars, when they're with their friends, there's something else. This consistency needs to remain. You need to be consistently good from the inside and be the same on the outside as well. Don't have this facade, don't have this persona, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject all of the nice things that you say outwardly, because Allah Ta'ala knows you're not saying it from the inside, from your heart. Just like your wife knows when you are truly sorry, when you're truly sincere, when just like when you know when your children are truly sorry and truly sincere. They may say it outwardly, I'm sorry, but you know they're not truly sorry, because you really want them to say sorry from the heart. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become pious from within, not just pious outwardly. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees everything and He hears everything. So every time you shout at your wife, every time you swear, every time you are violent, every time you do an injustice to your family, towards your mother, towards your father, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. He sees everything. قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ. That Allah ta'ala hears everything. Without a doubt, Allah ta'ala has heard everything. If you beat your wife, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already heard what you have done. If you're unfaithful to her, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows and hears what you have done. If you are undutiful towards your mother and to your father, if you ignore your mother and your father, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard everything and He knows everything. So where will you hide? Where will you run? Who will you try to justify it to? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject all of the things that you have done, because it was not done from within. It was not done from your heart. Similarly, this is how we can recognize whether our Ramadan has been accepted, whether our qiyam has been accepted, whether our fasting has been accepted, if we continue it outside the month of Ramadan, and if our hal changes for the better, and we only get more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we exert more and more energy to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when finally even our family members can see that change within us, they will know us before Ramadan, and they will say, no, he's changed after Ramadan, he's more smiling, he's more forgiving, he's more compassionate, he's more overlooking, and he's encouraging us to do good, and we're doing things together as a family, as a unit. This is why it is very important for you to take that core, take that objective, take that goal from the month of Ramadan, which is to gain the taqwa, the fear, the conscientiousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take that and keep that with you outside the month of Ramadan, otherwise all of your a'mal will be rejected. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that if you truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a means for you. So no matter how difficult a situation that you may be in with your family, with your friends, with your extended family, with your community, no matter what situation that you're in, if you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make an opening for you. He will make an exit for you. Why? Because you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا, that if you truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you as well. So just by achieving that taqwa, that goal from the month of Ramadan, that piety, then all of your affairs outside the month of Ramadan, whether with your work, with your family, with your community, with yourself, whoever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an opening for you. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, that if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ, that Allah ta'ala will remove and conceal and wipe away your bad deeds. Why? Because you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, and Allah ta'ala will prepare for you a great reward. Why? Because you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always do that which is in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to the original question that we asked, has our Laylatul Qadr been accepted? Ask yourself how God conscientious you are, how faithful you are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outside the month of Ramadan, in the first 10 days of Shawwal, and in the month of Shawwal, and after that, ask yourself if you are still faithful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are, and your behavior has changed for the better, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted every single action that you did in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, if you change back to your old self, to the way that you used to do things, and you've become more and more horrible and away from your family and your friends and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that this is a direct sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has destroyed your a'mal and He has rejected all of your efforts that you did so much in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because it was fake, it was a facade, it was a hypocrisy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from hypocrisy, protect us from nifaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to achieve true taqwa, true piety, true God conscientiousness and awareness, and accept all of our a'mal that we've done sincerely from our heart and sincerely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan, our siyam and our qiyam. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.